It's that time again for the SearchSMB.com weekly roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. I'm Joyce Chachian, Online Editorial Director of SearchSMB. The thought of a disaster wiping out or crippling your business probably crosses your mind more than you care to admit. Creating a formal disaster recovery plan can be costly and time-consuming for a small or medium-sized business. However, having no disaster recovery plan in place is not really an option. More and more SMBs are considering outsourcing disaster recovery efforts as one way to save money. In this week's tech advice tip, Herman Mayling offers several tips to planning a disaster recovery system that doesn't break the bank. First, assess your needs. Determine whether you have sufficient resources in-house to cope with a disaster. Does your staff have enough knowledge? Do you have the proper facilities and hardware? Mayling offers three approaches for ascertaining staff knowledge. Ask what your staff can do, give standardized tests to assess staff knowledge, and inquire about real-world experience. Next, analyze your physical assets. Do you have all the hardware components for disaster recovery, or the budget to buy hardware if you don't have them? Then assess the thoroughness of your disaster recovery plan. A huge disaster can cripple your main IT site and your off-site disaster recovery center, and staff may not be able to get from one location to another. If you find that you can't afford the resources to implement your disaster recovery plan, then outsourcing is an excellent option. Mayling notes that the benefits to outsourcing far outweigh the downsides. It's quick, it's simple, and it's affordable, he says. Disaster recovery systems and services may be costly for SMBs, but if you consider the value of the data you would lose if a disaster strikes, no disaster recovery plan would cost too much. Mayling offers more details on disaster recovery options, including the internet-based backup and tape-based backup. For more details, view Herman Mayling's tip on our tip section on SearchSMB.com. Another integral part of data protection is encryption. Security expert Mike Rothman offers advice on where and when to encrypt your data in his tech advice column this week. With new regulations, he notes, it's important to look at where encryption can work for your business. But is encryption necessary at SMBs? Where and when should an SMB apply encryption? Picking the right places for encryption will save you a lot of time and money, Rothman says. Even though the core concepts have been around for thousands of years, the implementation still leaves some challenges. Many of the encryption tools that are available for SMBs are still far too complex for SMBs to effectively utilize. One challenge is that you don't want to encrypt a lot of important corporate data and then lose or compromise the encryption keys. Of course, there are always ways to manage the keys, but you need to be aware of the risks. Rothman's column offers some regular tasks that you or your service provider should do before effective encryption. He describes what you need for secure socket layers for e-commerce and whole disk encryption. Rothman also offers quick tips for the more challenging technologies for encryption, including smartphones, email, databases, and backup tapes. For more specifics on implementing encryption at SMBs, view Mike Rothman's encryption column on SearchSMB.com this week. Our SMB Connection blog is buzzing this week about several topics, and our readers have a lot to say. This week's Seamus McGillicuddy writes about malware creeping upward. Seamus wonders if security vendors are just fueling paranoia when they pitch reporters on the significant rise they see in IM malware attacks. What's the real deal? For now, Seamus isn't taking any chances. Are you? Let us know what you think of these security vendor offerings by posting your thoughts to our SMB Connection blog on SearchSMB.com. And while we're discussing malware and antivirus software, also check out Seamus McGillicuddy's Antivirus Fight Club entry on the SMB Connection blog. Is open source getting a bum rap when it comes to antivirus software? A disenchanted CTO will test antivirus software at Linux World this week to prove that this is so. Compared to its commercial competitors, open source may not be on a level playing field. Listen up, all you Linux and open source readers. Hop onto our blog and tell us how you really feel. Also available on SearchSMB.com this week is our latest IT management guide on compliance strategies for SMBs. This guide offers SMBs strategic information on how to stay on top of your compliance responsibilities. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on the SearchSMB.com tips and news pages. Don't forget to stir things up on our blog by adding your comments and opinions to the SMB Connection blog. I'm Joyce Chachian. Thanks for listening.